Congratulations. The new America Showcase was amazing. Aaron, you did a great job. I'd say you were in the top five of each of the judges' ratings. Aaron, do you understand what this means? Aaron?
Sorry.
Misty, I apologize. Aaron hasn't been himself the past few days. Honestly, getting him here was hard enough.
Well, you wouldn't mind if I excuse myself and have Leon lead the meeting?
Really?
I know Leon's got my best interests at heart. Thanks again, Misty. Leon, you got this, right?
Yeah, I got this. Go home and rest.
Thank you.
Sorry, but before we begin, I assume you'd like an explanation.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't understand. Aaron should be over the moon after doing an amazing job at the showcase.
They were, but... And this explains our sudden departure from the event. His dad passed.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I should not have snapped at him.
It's fine. You didn't know, and this is a pretty big and important deal. I'll assume that's why you're personally handling this matter?
Yes, that's correct. I wanted to personally meet the potential person we send to Korea. If I didn't like Aaron during the first meeting, we wouldn't have seen each other in New York.
I see. Well, I'll guess that's due to Aaron's charming personality.
Something like that. Now, before we begin or waste both of our time, I have a question to ask you.
And I more than likely have an answer for you.
Is Aaron a yes or no to moving to Korea and becoming our lead designer there?
Aaron's a yes.
Excellent. We can continue in earnest then. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Is this Aaron Bazile?
Yes.
Aaron Bazile, who just won the ticket of a lifetime. Pack your bags, you've got the job.
They approved it?
Approved and signed. You better learn Korean and quick. You got 3 months.
I don't know what to say.
Say nothing, man. This is what you asked for, is it not?
Yeah, but... Sam, this will end us.
Want my advice?
Not really.
Just be honest. Sam might not like it, and yeah, it might be the end of you, but fate usually isn't anyone's friend.
You're right. Thanks, Leon.
No problem, man. I'll get back in touch with you after you return from Florida.
Okay.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you would be home.
I need to talk to you.
Okay. Let me set my stuff down. Aaron, what is it?
I don't know how to put this, Sam. Well, I have to go to Korea.
Like, when?
In a little over 3 months. I got the call from Leon a little while ago.
Okay, but how long? Why?
Sam... I'm moving there.
You're joking.
No. There's a company that hired me to do design for them. Only, it's in Korea.
So, you're going?
Sam, this is what I have been waiting for.
You're serious? You're going to move to Korea? After all this?
But, Sam...
So that's it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I won't ask you to leave with me. Not after all you have going for you here.
Ha! All I got going for me? You're a fucking joke, Aaron.
Wait!
Let me go.
What do you want me to do, Sam? Say no to this?
Doesn't matter. You seem to have made up your mind.
Don't make it end like this, Sam!
I didn't. You did. I can't believe this.
Sam!
Wait!
Leave me alone!
Sam, please! Can we talk about this?
Fine.
Can we go for a walk? Please.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for things to take off like they did.
You mean us or your big dream you're excited to leave for?
Both, I suppose.
This is bullshit. I thought we actually meant something.
We do, Sam. I didn't want to ask you to drop everything you're working towards. To follow me on this crazy chance.
You thought I would say no?
Honestly, no. I just don't want you to throw away things.
Like you're doing.
I deserve that.
What about your father?
Don't bring him into this.
You're gonna bury him and then just leave, huh?
Yeah. That's the plan.
Fuck you.
What can I say to make this easier?
Nothing. Nothing can make this easier.
You think this doesn't bother me?
You're doing real well at hiding it. What do you want from me, Aaron?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I upset you with this.
Whatever. So what happens now?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course you don't.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving. Just go. You have a big dream to catch.
When you feel the world burning all around you, when it feels like everything's out of place, look at my face. For the moment, there's nothing we can do. So for the moment, let's just enjoy the view. Let's enjoy the view. When you're out of words to comfort or to change things, or you're confused and you just don't understand, take my hand. For the moment, there's nothing we can do. So for the moment, let's just enjoy the view. For the moment, there's nothing we can do. For the moment, let's just enjoy the view. Let's enjoy the view.
Damn it, Aaron.
Sam?
We're over. Aaron and I broke up.
You're joking.
I'm sorry I didn't call. I had nowhere else to go.
Want to come in?
Please.
Lacey will be happy to have her Uncle Sam here.
I come in from working, and he tells me that he just got a call from his agent, and now he's moving to Korea in 3 months.
Jesus.
Thanks.
So, it's over? After all this time?
Yeah, all that time just wasted.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Uncle Sam! Why are you crying?
Uncle Sam is crying because Aaron is leaving.
Where is he going? Are you going with him?
No. No, I'm not.
Uncle Sam is going to be staying with us for a while.
No, Ryan, I can't impose on you.
Yay! We can watch Stranger Things together!
Sure, Lacey.
Lacey has spoken.
I guess so. Hello?
Samuel?
Yeah, this is him.
It's Angela. Did I wake you?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Good. So I won't keep you, but I wanted to let you know that I got a letter today.
Okay.
It was delivered to our office just this morning with your name on it.
What are you talking about?
Sam, I don't know how to put this, but someone has sent you a note here with details of paying off the funds needed for the bakery.
I don't understand.
I don't know either, but it's here. All of it, on your account. The note just states the details. No credits given of name.
Okay, I'm coming to you.
All right. I have to step out of the office today, so if you're lucky, you'll see me. If not, I'll leave it with my new assistant.
Okay, thanks, Angela. Taxi!
Where should I go?
Branford.
Welcome.
Hello. I need a room, please. Two nights.
All right. Smoking or non?
Non, please.
Okay. Is this for a business or a pleasure?
Neither. I'm here to bury my father.
You ready for this?
If I say no, does that rewind time?
I wish.
Thanks for picking me up.
I hate you had to get a cab last night. I know that ride was a bitch.
It's fine, man. We both had to fly here for this.
Yeah. Luckily, the old man let me use his car for the ride.
Does anyone know?
Everyone I could get a hold of, that is. It's a sweet thing, you know? You burying him here?
It's what he would have wanted. Mom, too, in the long run.
So, I've been wanting to ask, what happened with Sam? You don't have to talk about it. We've all been there.
I guess.
So, you gonna feel like drinks tonight? I want to drink at our spot before leaving out tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, cool.
May he rest in peace. Amen.
Tell Mom that I miss her.
You ready to go?
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Can you take me by the old house?
Yeah, man. We could do that. You know it's abandoned now, right?
That's fine. I'm not going in anyways.
All right. Yeah. Need me to come in with you?
Nah. This is something I need to do alone.
I understand, man. I'll wait here. Working on some lyrics for my show next week.
All right. Thanks. You're still so ugly.
Hey, Mom. It's been a while since I've been here. Dad's gone. I'm sure you know that, though. You take care of him, Belle. Okay? I know after you left, things weren't going so well between him and I. Then I grew angry. Bitter. I was wrong. So fucking wrong. I was mad at him for doing that to you. I didn't know he was punishing himself as well. He missed you, Mom. We both did. I still do. I fucked up, Mom. I lost Dad. Lost someone who came close to me. And now I'm moving further away from here. I'm trying so hard not to let both of you down. I love you, Mom. Take it easy on Dad. He's needed to see you again since that day.
Well, did you find what you were looking for back there?
Kind of. Do you remember when we were younger? Mom and Dad's idea of dinner would always start out with a joke of us fishing out of the creek.
I can never forget. Your mom loved to go down there.
Yeah, she would spend hours down there, just listening to the water. Usually to get away from Dad.
He did love her. You knew it, I knew it.
Yeah, he did.
So, what is it?
What?
Don't play dumb with me, Aaron. I see it. Something else is bothering you. Not just your dad.
I'm moving.
Again?
Elliot, I'm moving out to Korea.
Bullshit.
Got a job. A good one.
Well, fuck.
You know? I don't know when I will be back, but I will.
Ah, that explains it.
What?
Sam.
What about it?
You're moving. He's not. You broke up. Hey, you don't have to explain anything to me.
You know, I tried to be nice. I broke it off. I was the asshole. I knew if I asked Sam to come...
He would say yes.
I don't want to pull Sam away from everything he is working towards here.
I mean, you're not wrong, but listen, you are pushing away someone that has been close to you for a year. I'm not talking about me because, hey, I'm gonna be here for you, no matter how far you go.
I know, man. Thank you for that.
Just remember, people care for you. Don't push them away.
Thanks, Elliot. Seriously.
Don't worry about it, man. Just remember to send me postcards, even if they're in Korean.
Fuck you.
Hell, I'd tour there if you got me a spot.
I'll see what I can do. No promises.
I'll take that.
I better be getting to the hotel. I need to be on that plane tomorrow, no matter what.
I understand, man. You keep in touch.
I will.
You take care of yourself. And at least make things right between Sam before leaving, for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You too, man.
Oh, you're here.
Well, it is still my place, too. My flight just got in.
Did it go well?
About as well as a funeral can, I suppose.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
Why? You didn't invent cancer.
Right. I packed all my clothes I can fit into my bags and should have everything out by the end of the week.
Where are you staying?
Ryan's, at least for now.
You know, you don't have to do this. You can stay here. It might be easier on you with everything going on at the bakery.
No. No, this was your place first, anyways. Ryan is perfectly fine with this right now.
Well, all right. I might have to leave here soon anyways. Once I inform the landlord about me moving.
See? It works out.
Wait, let me help you.
No offense, Aaron, but you've done enough.
Okay.
Take care, Aaron.
You too, Sam.